Paragraph 5 reads, "As well as having numerous play and musical adaptations, one of the most famous versions of Peter Pan is the 1953 Disney animated film. Some of the darkness of Barry's version was removed, as time and death were central themes in the original work. A famous line of Peter's is, 'To die would be an awfully big adventure.' As scholar Dr. Allison Cavey describes, in Barry's versions, the darkness is balanced with Peter's childishness, as he is selfish, devoted to his own entertainment, incapable of taking care of himself, and loves like a child. In the Disney version, Peter is aged up to a young teen and becomes the resourceful, spunky American child of the 1950s.
All right, so can't talk about Peter Pan without talking about the 1953 Disney film, which, of course, as you would expect, was kind of changed a bit to make it more friendly for children or something like that. So a lot of the darkness from the original version of the story was removed. So there was a lot of stuff in the original play in the book about time and death, things that people don't necessarily want to think about when they're watching Disney movies. So, for example, there's a famous line in the original version, to die would be an awfully big adventure, which I guess would come across as being a little bit dark for a lot of people watching the Disney movie. So they removed stuff like that just to Disneyfy it. And so the end result was a classic movie that people of all ages can enjoy.
So the scholar, Dr. Cavey, she describes Barry's versions as balancing the darkness with Peter's childishness. So childishness is just behavior that's like a child, which, of course, he is a child, so he's going to act in a childish nature. And so she describes him as being selfish, so he only really cares about himself, devoted to his own entertainment, so loyal to or focused on his own entertainment. He wants to do what's fun. And he's incapable of taking care of himself and loves like a child. So incapable is to be unable to do something. So he can't take care of himself, so that's why he recruits Wendy as a mother for him and the Lost Boys. And he loves like a child. And so to kind of switch away from those themes, in the Disney version, Peter is aged up. So he's made older, he's turned into a young teen, and because of this, he becomes the resourceful, spunky American child of the 1950s. So someone who is resourceful is someone who has the ability to overcome difficulties quickly or cleverly. And someone who's spunky is someone who's maybe courageous or determined. So he kind of represented the ideal American child of that era.